Okay, so having heard about my grandmother's career and my mother's career, it's my turn. Which takes us to Mrs. Miggins' coffee house, where I started working, I think, age 14 for the princely sum of £2.10 an hour. Didn't last long, couldn't wash up fast enough. Moved on to Tynedale Park, beating retail heart of the Northeast, selling chenille jumpers to the over 65s. £2.75, so a step up, before hitting the big time at Superdrug. £4.75 an hour. I think I realised I wasn't destined for the world of retail. My first day, till trained, talked me through all the basics, and my supervisor said the last thing before I went live on the tills was remember to check the expiry date. So, okay, she leaves me, first customer, a rather sheepish-looking 17-year-old boy buying some condoms. So there he is. He kind of slides them across the counter and run them through the till. Oh, I've forgotten to check the expiry date. Turn this packet round and round. A huge queue now forming. He's looking increasingly red. I think I'm going to have to ask for help. I can't find it anywhere. So I ring the bell and shout to my supervisor, I'm worried these may have gone off. No, it's not that. It's the expiry date on the credit card you're supposed to be checking. So not always the way with customers. Next, my legal education began. I think originally I was going to apply to do European studies at university, but my German teacher said, that's far too wishy-washy. So I decided to do law at UCL. That's Jeremy Bentham, my legal inspiration. Really enjoyed law. I'm a bit of a geek. Everything about it I really liked as a course. And so I started thinking, what do I want to do? I think maybe I do want to qualify as a solicitor. So that is what I did. In the holidays, I maybe tested that theory by working in a call centre where I lasted 2 weeks, and then a frozen food factory where I spent an entire summer taking the green bits out of strawberries. So having tested that, I thought, yes, law is definitely for me. Qualified as solicitor in 2005 after a two-year training period. Everyone always says when you say you're a solicitor, they think, oh, like Ali McBeal or Kavanagh QC. And in your head, you're thinking, I don't think that Ali McBeal ever had a three-week trial in Carlisle dealing with a meat rendering factory who'd committed an odour boundary offence. A whole week listening to testimony of what people thought the smell of rotting animals actually smelt like. Or a three-week stay in Chichester talking about an extension to a landfill. So environmental law has its highlights, but I thought, yeah, this is, I like it. I like environmental law. There's never a dull day. Obviously, extensive travel opportunities. I think a two-week stay in Wolverhampton's only two-star hotel started making me think, well, is law for me? Might there be more things out there? So while I was still at KNL, I started to do masters in my spare time, well, spare time such as it was, in the evenings at Birkbeck University. And that was in business strategy, environment and politics. And while I was doing that, I started to think maybe I don't want to do so much of the planning. This was whether there was going to be a casino at Wolverhampton Racecourse. Apparently that would have turned it into the Vegas of the Midlands. Oh, yeah. So before I moved to a different firm, this was the perk my now husband picked up along the way. So meat rendering, but handsome men as well. And I joined Allen & Overy. Bigger firm, magic circle, in legal terms, the big time. I think I had some really great times there. I joined just as the recession hit, which you might think, oh, terrible time. But that actually meant that there weren't so many big corporate transactions, so you weren't spending all your time doing due diligence. At the same time, Europe had decided to completely overhaul the way that it registered and assessed chemicals that went in the market. So outside of the legal world, reach doesn't mean much. But to me, for 4 years, it meant everything. That's what I spent a lot of time doing. You'd have, I don't know, I think of the kind of varied, what I loved about it was the variety. So I probably spent time working on the more kind of like traditional environmental law things, but also advised on things whether vibrators that Durex made were waste electronic and electrical equipment and whether they could be recycled or not. Whether you could test lipstick on fish, the answer is no. All sorts of interesting things. And when I was there, I finished off the last year of my master's course. So by the time I'd been there, I had my master's in business strategy, environment and politics. And I started to think, actually, this is maybe more where I want to go than law. There's more possibilities in it. If you care about the environment, I mean, law is one way of protecting it, but the way that we are and things that are happening in the world right now, there's a lot of big debates out there about the way that we address climate change. And I thought, I want to be more actively involved in that. That was Birkbeck. Slide out of order. So I'd already started thinking these things, but I had my first son, Niall, in 2010. And for a while, all sorts of what direction we were going in or what was going to happen kind of went out of my head, and I just enjoyed being with him. But after I'd kind of come out of the haze of sleepless nights, I started to think, well, do I want to go back to Allen Overy? What do I want to do? So while I was on maternity leave, I thought, let's try and test whether moving into maybe like the not-for-profit or charity sector would be something that would work for me. So I volunteered my services to something, an organisation called Forum for the Future, which was founded by Jonathan Porritt, who founded Friends of the Earth. And they work with businesses, civil society, all sorts of people to try and affect changes to more sustainable lifestyles and corporate practices. So while I was there, I was doing also kind of interesting. I did it in my spare time so I could do it from home. And it just kept my brain whirring along. And I thought, actually, it was the eureka moment. This is what I want to do. But I thought, first of all, I'll pop back to Allen Overy, get the maternity pay and have another baby, and then maybe make the change after that. So I went back. I went back originally 3 days a week, and it kind of quickly became apparent that it was going to be a pretty tough act to juggle. My boss was a man, nothing against the men in the room, but he didn't necessarily understand how or why I wanted to balance the children in the way I did. So I had a childminder when I went back, and I would leave at a certain time in the evening, go home, put my son to bed, and then I'd maybe work for another 3 hours responding to kind of emails and calls and things. And if I needed to work later, he would often say, well, I don't understand why you don't just get a nanny so that you can stay in the office when I need you to be there. And I thought, that may be how somebody wants to organise it, but I want to be there more for my sons, and I don't want to work all day and just see them for 5 minutes in the morning. So I think that kind of sealed the deal. I thought this is probably not the place for me. And once I had my second son, Jonah, in 2012, I decided while I was on maternity leave that I would start looking around for other opportunities and see whether there was something out there that I could use with all my voluntary experience and my master's and my legal background to kind of leverage a change to where I wanted to be. And then that was what I did. So I went back to work after Jonah was 1 year old, working for E3G, which is not a telecoms company as it sounds. It's actually a think tank, which is probably no more clearer, working on basically all sorts of politics, policy around climate change and sustainability. And it was brilliant. I couldn't believe that part of my job in the morning was to read The Guardian to know what was going on in the world. So different to what I had done before. I could wear jeans to work. I worked for a woman. And to me, that made a lot of difference. She had kids. She was doing a very similar balancing act to me. So although I went back full time, I was able to organise my hours. So I started at 8 in the morning, finished at 4. I was there to pick up my boys by 5 when I never used to get home until 6:30. I could work from home 2 days a week, which meant when my son started school this year for the first time, I can be there 2 days a week to pick him up. It's like a nun being let out of the convent. It's just so different to see the things that you think are important in your 20s. And then when you have children, your priorities, they really do change. And now I realised what I've been working on mainly is high-level kind of European politics, so mainly around energy efficiency. And I think the moment when David Cameron basically vetoed an ambitious energy efficiency target because the Daily Mail had kicked up a stink about powerful vacuum cleaners being banned, I thought, maybe I want to be back a bit more doing the stuff I was doing at Forum of the Future, which is all about community renewable energy projects and how we get people from the bottom up interested in and wanting to do things and make a change in their communities about climate change. So very happily, I'm now about to start working for Forum for the Future as a senior sustainability advisor. So I feel like through a potted history of world of work, I've ended up at the destination where I'm really happy to be. And it means I get to be at home with these two who wouldn't want to be, as my mum said, and we're all a lot happier. And that's it.